Well, I'm just pulling now into a little suburb of Sunderland, and looking ahead of me in the street, the long lenses of a gaggle of twitchers. I'm not sure gaggle's the right word, but there they all are in their camouflage. And this is where the bee eater has been seen for the last few days, and word has gone around the country and people have travelled from miles to see this. So I'm going to go and join them.
There's about seven or eight guys here, all with their cameras poised towards a tree and a corner garden, and there are the most beautiful birds I think I've ever seen. Bright green body, long beak, and a red brown head. It's a bee eater, and it's drawn bird watchers in from all over the place, all on a little corner in a breezy street in Sunderland. And one of the people who is here is Paul Cook, who spotted the bird actually a day or so ago. We can just hear it chirping here now, Paul.
It's a pretty remarkable record, really, Martin. I mean, there have been bee eaters in the past in this area, albeit fairly briefly, but for one at this time of year, really is an incredible sight, and that's why there's so many people from around the country who will have seen bee eater before, but certainly not in November. And of course, the views we're getting here are fantastic.
These birds are found in North Africa and Southern Europe, so it's a long way off track. Has it been blown here on the winds? What's happened?
Yeah, this bird should be in Africa now. Hopefully it'll kind of feed up, which amazingly it is doing this morning. There seems to be some wasps around, but it really should be in Africa. There were some strong southerly winds, you know, 10 days ago, and a bird from Spain called a red-rumped swallow turned up in Lothian, which is where bee eaters are from. So there was, you know, there is a little bit of a pattern there, but hopefully both the bee eater and that red-rumped swallow quickly move on south, because it really is very, very lost.
My name's John Taylor and I come from Conshohocken, County Durham. We were up photographing birds yesterday up at the Durham Reservoir, and we came across one of our mates and he told us there was a bee eater in Seaburn. So went on the internet last night to get the address, and ended up coming here this morning and being pretty lucky.
Mm. Now, when I drove along the street, it wasn't hard to spot you all in your camouflage in the suburbs here, but there's a distinction between you and twitchers, because you wouldn't describe yourself as a twitcher, you're a photographer.
Yeah, we are looking for good quality photographs for any competitions, etc. We're not really looking for just to see the bird, we want good quality pictures. Mm. That tends to be the main difference. And we're not just photographing birds, we're photographing wildlife as well.
Mm. Now, you've just shown me some of your close-ups of this bird. You've got a fantastic lens on your camera here, and you've captured a picture of it with a bee in its mouth today as well.
Yeah, well, it's a wasp, actually. Yeah. That's why it's here. It's actually catching wasps in the eaves of this house.
Hi, my name is Kirk Adamson. I actually did see it about 2 weeks ago, and I thought it was a kingfisher. Obviously, it wasn't. And I've got a wasp nest sort of in one of the eaves of the house. Obviously, that's what it's feeding on. It wasn't until all these people arrived one morning. I sort of looked out the window with all the sort of cameras, etc. And I asked one of them what it was, and they told us it was a very rare bird. And been multiplying ever since, the people coming round.
So they're camped out on the corner of the street like paparazzi?
Yes, unfortunately.
But you don't mind them being here, though?
No, don't mind it at all. Don't mind it at all. It's busy around here anyway, but I've yet to find out what's going to happen to it when it gets colder.
Mm. They think it'll fly away before long because the temperature is dipping again.
Yeah, probably. Well, everything will go back to normal.